Longmont, a city glowing with artistry, innovation and various enterprises, isn't solely a canvas for visual arts or a stage for some rockin' tunes. Beyond the bustling scenes of burgeoning businesses and culinary delights lies a place often overlooked, the world of books. While the city teems with life and activity, there's a silent symphony echoing from the keystrokes of dedicated wordsmiths. Tucked away from the spotlight, a community of writers in and around Longmont ignites the imagination, crafting tales that traverse realms, from the delightful dream world of children's books to the spellbinding landscapes of magical fantasy. Here, creativity finds its voice and dances across pages, often finding its way into the world through self-publishing. These authors, who often go unnoticed by the immediate gaze, thread narratives that deserve recognition, and stories that beckon to be seen, heard and appreciated. Andy Epler writes further than a song in his book, A Songwriter's Grimoire. Andy Epler dropped the mic with a book not just for songwriters but for all navigating the artistic labyrinth. With humor and insight, in an ADHD-friendly 30,000-word guide, he aims to liberate aspiring artists, sharing insights on the muse, the purpose of art and exploring creative realms. Longmont, his muse for 15 years, has also been an inspiration to his lyrical riches. Buying a fire truck led a Longmont author to write a children's book, Vern Mathis, inspired by a purchased Unimog truck. Crafted, Bailey and Logan are junior fire rescue cadets, after a plan for a Longmont Airport fire department fell through. Drawing from his movie industry background and firefighter insights, his series aims like a fire hose to inspire children, honoring firefighters' dedication nationwide. Local self-published author harnesses power of brick and mortar Jenny Bologna, while properly caffeinated by coffee forged, Norin's legend, from childhood games, depicting Princess Corinne Kinroth's quest for her throne in a war-torn Norin. Bologna's tale weaves intrigue, danger and a unique magical system, elemental wielding, as Corinne battles societal expectations and seeks ancient powers to defend her realm. Through failure, this Longmont author finds humor. Finn Murphy's Rocky Mountain High delves into Colorado's hemp boom, recounting his venture into the frenzy after Amendment 64's passage. Enthralled by economic prospects, farmers rushed in, including Murphy, captivated by the promises. The book humorously unravels the rise and fall of those caught in the hemp industry's rollercoaster. Award-winning Longmont author publishes second children's book Elizabeth Everett, a Longmont children's author, released Twinkle, Twinkle, Daytime Star, her second picture book delving into the sun's impact on Earth and the solar system. Written in rhyming couplets, it merges science with everyday experiences, aiming to engage young readers. The book, available in Spanish, features captivating illustrations by Beatriz Castro. Everett's prior work, This Is the Sun, won 2 awards. Niwot author unveils new coming-of-age novel told through the eyes of a wolf. Scott Doniger debuted, Watcher, merging a unique wolf protagonist with a teen's turmoil, delving into mental health nuances over years of meticulous crafting. Formerly in marketing, his journey from chronic fatigue to chronic stress counselor birthed the tale. The narrative unfolds a boy and wolf synergy, urging readers on their inner journeys. An evening of philosophical journey in a time out of time. Marco V. Morelli, founder of Untimely Books in Longmont, champions cooperative publishing, aiming to liberate artists from commercial constraints. His journey from Integral Institute to Cosmos Co-op signifies a shift toward empowering artist autonomy. Morelli's advocacy seeks to reshape art creation, prioritizing authentic expression within a cooperative framework. Former Longmont resident writes debut fiction, By the Way They Treat Their Horses. M. Timothy Nolting, inspired by his Kansas to Longmont move in 1976, navigates the American West's rugged tales in his first fiction, By the Way They Treat Their Horses. Delving into 1889 Oklahoma territory, Nolting explores abuse amid seclusion, painting a raw yet fictional narrative inspired by Western history's darker aspects. Gaston Family flies from fashion runways to heartwarming children's book. The Gaston family, fresh from New York Fashion Week, officially ventured into children's literature with Kinsley's Kind Kitten. Inspired by a heartfelt kid's dream, the book emphasizes kindness. Authored by a mother and her daughters, the project merges their creativity, aiming to touch hearts with compassion. Longmont Woman creates coloring book to help others. Heather Harrington, a writer and advocate, channels her creativity into supporting people with disabilities after a roller skating accident led to a potential disability. Writing children's books promoting self-acceptance, she aims to empower young minds. Proceeds from her books go to a giving program aiding those with disabilities. Local dog lover book unleashes better bond with, Who's a Good Dog? Dr. Jessica Pierce's book digs into understanding dogs, urging empathy and connection. She explores canine behavior, urging guardians to walk at the dog's pace and embrace their nature. Her work transforms research into actionable guidance for fostering fulfilling relationships with our furry friends. Longmont author helps others see a new way to live. Amrita Rose's book breaks down habits as invisible plaid suits, encouraging readers to shift into new choices. It blends practical advice, memoirs, and practicality, pointing to empower readers toward autonomy and inner strength. Rose's practical wisdom extends to suggesting that learning to change a tire symbolizes life's challenges and one's capability to navigate them.